Backspin. Hi H, how are you doing?
I'm very, very good. How are you?
Yeah, me too. Thank you. So first off, congratulations on going number one with your latest single, Baby.
Thank you.
So on the track, you sampled Ashanti's hit Rock With You from 2003. Do you have a special connection to this song? Why did you choose that one as a sample?
It was basically... I don't, it's not like, there's not like a special connection in a sense of, I don't have a certain time in life where I remember that song and I've always wanted to do it, but it's just always been kind of like a go-to song when it comes to, when you're just looking for them kind of vibes, when the sun's out and whatnot. I've just always played that song. So it just kind of happened naturally, to be fair. And then when I got to the studio and Fred was making the beat and he added that sample to it, I was just like, yeah, this is perfect, and it just fits the whole like mood of what I was going for.
Yeah. And did Ashanti give you any feedback on the song? Does she approve it?
She scrolls.
Huh? Sorry, the connection was quite bad.
Sorry, my bad, it froze. Sorry.
Okay. So, did Ashanti give you any feedback on the song?
Ashanti loved the song. To be fair, I kind of gathered she liked it straight away when she approved that we could use a sample.
Okay.
I've not really heard any other. I've not heard that song being sampled before. But yeah, she likes it. She's been posting it. She's been showing love. So yeah, all good. Usually. I know, like, sometimes when you sample big songs and that, the person who has the original song doesn't really, like, have anything to do with it, but she's really been, like, involved in the process. Mm-hmm. So it's been sick.
So are you planning on performing it together at some point?
1,000,000%, 100%.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When she gets to the UK.
Okay.
Definitely.
And Baby obviously has such a summer vibe, perfect for the weather in the UK right now. But when you pay attention to the lyrics, it's actually not that lighthearted, I would say.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
can
yeah,
you tell
yeah.
us about the message on the track, off the track, sorry.
I suppose the message is just it's just about basically being in a relationship but still trying to like achieve what you want to achieve, and kind of like a mixture of not letting your relationship get in the way of your career, but at the same time trying to find the balance and trying to still make time for the relationship. And then obviously, unfortunately for me, in that particular song, it didn't work out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So in the music video, we also have a very special guest star. So what's the situation with Amelia? So there were a lot of speculations if it's real or for PR for the song. So
yeah, yeah. Well, where do I start? No, basically, at first it was kind of like just a thing of it would be good to get Amelia involved in a video anyway. Like just we just had that idea anyway, and then. After that, is history. But yeah, I don't know. It was just perfect. It just fits perfectly. And as much as like, you know, the song can be seen as like quite a serious song, whatever, about relationships and whatnot, it's always good to add some, excuse me, to add some humor into the vibe. But yeah, Amelia's great.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, obviously, I don't know her personally, but I love her work. So, it's been a long time coming for you. So, I feel
it's been a long time coming, definitely.
Okay, let's talk about how it all started. So, you're from Manchester. What was growing up there like?
It was sick. I feel like I wouldn't want to be. I wouldn't want to grow up anywhere else. Obviously, maybe I'm a bit biased, but yeah, it's sick. It's a good balance of like good and bad, which like makes you who you are, I suppose. So, yeah, it's, and I feel like Manchester's, being from Manchester is part of the reason why I'm in a certain position today, just because of my, I don't know, my mentality towards things and just the way I go around things. So yeah, it was sick, and like, I don't know, it was just always been good vibes. I can't, there's not, like, I can't complain, if I'm honest.
Okay. And what music did you grow up with?
Oh,
can you maybe remember the first CD you ever bought or the first concert you ever went to?
The first CD I ever bought was Get Rich or Die Trying.
Oh, that's a good one.
The first concert, I think the first concert that I went to was actually Justin Timberlake. I don't like it. But then I went to, like, I used to go and watch a group in the UK called N-Dubs. You might not know who N-Dubs are. They're not really around anymore. Mm. I used to like Wiz Khalifa a lot. And then loads of different things. And obviously Manchester's like the home of, like, I suppose, I don't know what the word is, I suppose indie music, like Oasis and the Stone Roses. So that's always been there a little bit. But yeah, other than that, I suppose strictly just rap music. And then in the UK, I've always been obviously a fan of like grime and UK rap. So just a big mixture of things. But the very first person I was like a fan of was 50 Cent.
Okay. And would you say that you draw most of your inspiration from the music that you grew up with?
I suppose so. Some of it. But I also think that, like, I could say I've got some sort of inspiration from, like, people like 50 Cent, but at the same time, I don't sound nothing like 50 Cent, or I don't act nothing like 50 Cent. So, I don't know, it's a bit of a weird one. I don't really know where my inspiration comes from, if I'm honest. I get inspired by a lot of things, to be fair. Yeah.
Okay, and back in 2018, you uploaded a freestyle on your YouTube and it blew up like crazy. And when you uploaded Straight Rhymes, did you think, yeah, that's the track that's, you know, going to blow up?
No, I did not think that at all. I thought it was just going to be, like a little, I don't know what I thought. I thought it was just any other day, and I thought it was just going to be a normal song for what it was at the time. And then, yeah, it just went crazy. That one's just like unexplainable. I don't even have any answers for that. It's just, yeah, I suppose it's just all about timing. And when you don't go into something with so much high expectations, like, anything is a bonus anyway. And that one just went crazy. And then from there, it's just all been crazy from there.
Yeah. And what were you doing back then? Were you still in school or were you working? What were you doing?
What was I doing back then? 2018. I was 18, so I think I was just... I think I had like a part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
I was just working a little bit. I was just working on a building site.
Oh, really?
For a couple of days. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I only worked for like, I don't know, like 2 months, 3 months. And then obviously Straight Rhymes blew up. And then I suppose I didn't have to work again. I just got a different job.
So have you ever had any other career plans other than rapping?
I'd like to be an actor.
Okay. Yeah. I could see that. I mean, your acting in the music video for Baby was quite impressive, so why not?
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, okay. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, don't worry. So where were we? So I was complimenting you on your acting skills, so I don't know if you've heard that, but...
Oh, no, I didn't hear that. Sorry, my bad.
So I think before you froze, you said that you wanted to be, or you could imagine being.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then
yeah, that's it.
Okay, so yeah, I could see you being an actor because I thought your acting in the music video for Baby was, yeah, quite
Oh
impressive.
yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that might be after rap when I can't rap anymore. I think I might go into acting.
For the past few years, your career has been constantly growing. Did you envision this life for yourself? Did you envision yourself being famous one day?
I don't know. I don't think maybe, but I never like never in a way where I never said like, oh, I'm going to be famous. But I also knew that I didn't really want to do anything else. So it was like, yeah, I don't know. It was weird, but yeah, I knew I was going to do something. I just didn't know what. And then rap happened.
And it worked out, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So since Straight Rhymes came out, you've been constantly putting out hits and got booked for the big festivals. You work with the likes of Ed Sheeran or Stormzy, the list goes on and on. You've been nominated for the Brit Awards. So have you even had time to process everything that's been happening since Straight Rhymes came out?
Not really. I don't know, not to be honest. I don't I need to do that more. I need to kind of like take stuff in more. But I don't know. Maybe one day it'll happen. One day when I'm acting and I'm sitting back looking at all the rap memories, then I'll take it all in. But yeah, I'm just going with the flow, to be fair. I feel like even though a lot has happened, I don't know, maybe I'm still quite young, so maybe I just don't look back at things just yet. I don't know.
And with all this going on, what keeps you humble?
What keeps me humble? I don't know. I think I'm just like naturally humble, I think. I don't know. But I do a lot of the same stuff. I don't like nothing, even though a lot has changed, nothing like too major has changed. Like I still always go and stay at my mum's house when I'm in Manchester. I'm always around the same friends. When it comes to like the industry, I don't really get like too involved with everyone. So yeah, I suppose it's just that, and I think a lot of the time, like being in Manchester keeps me like grounded and know where I come from.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I recently interviewed RD as well, and he spoke very highly of you. And since you two got compared a lot, I asked him what the two of you actually have in common. And I want to ask you the same question to see if you'd answer the same. So what do RD and you actually have in common?
I think he would say that we're both maybe like a little bit cheeky, a little bit like mischievous. I think we're both good rappers. I suppose we've got that in common. What else? We both kind of like came up the same in a sense of we both done a freestyle and the freestyle blew up and then we started like making songs. And we both love females. Yeah, that's it.
So he said that when you two first worked together, he realized you're kind of the same person, and he's never before worked with someone that works exactly like him. And yeah, so he talked more about that and like
I thought, yeah, I was wrong. I thought it was gonna say some other things. But yeah, we do work quite the same in the studio as well. Like the way we make music is very, very similar, definitely.
So are you are there have you recorded other tracks than War Together?
Yeah, we've only been in the studio once and we made two songs. One of them was War, and one of them isn't out yet. But yeah, we've got two sick songs, and there'll be plenty more studio sessions, 100%.
Okay, cool. So what's the best advice you've been given since you're in the music industry?
I think just like play your own game and stay in your own lane, and don't worry about what everyone else is doing, as long as you're bettering yourself every time, and just stay, like, just do what like you want to do instead of doing what everyone else wants you to do or what everyone else is, then yeah, it should be all good. But to be fair, like, I've definitely had some good advice, but at the same time, I feel like you shouldn't take everyone's advice, because everyone's on different paths and everyone's got different reasons and journeys that they go down. So yeah. But yeah, I would say just stay in your own lane and just stay grounded.
So that's the advice that you would also give to newcomers if they would
Yeah, I'd
say
say like
what
I'd say like literally what I just said, and then like
you
also like I said, like, I can tell you how to do things, but that just because that works for me, that might not work for you. You know what I mean? There's different ways of going around it. I came up kind of like saying, I don't need a chain, I don't need diamonds, I don't need this, that to be whatever, to be a rapper. But then in other people's careers, if they come out and with a video out with 10 chains on and nice cars in the background, that might work for them. So I don't know.
Okay, so from the outside looking in, the UK rap scene seems quite, to me, it seems quite inclusive and diverse and supportive from what I
Yeah.
gather. And does this back up your experience in the UK rap scene? Or how would you describe it?
The UK rap scene, it's sick. It's always changing, I feel like, and there's just different, like, how do I put it? There's different. I feel like there's just different sides to the UK rap scene. Do you know what I mean? You got a group of people over there that make this certain type of music. You got a group of people over there that make that. So it's all UK rap, but it's all a little bit different, but yeah, and you kind of like never know what to expect. Someone will drop a song tomorrow that you wouldn't even think would be a big song, and then it just goes crazy. So yeah, it's exciting, man. It's good to be involved 100%, and it'll just keep on changing. I think in 5 years' time, there's going to be some next kind of wave that takes over, and that's what everyone will be doing.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's so versatile. I really like it because in Germany, it's more like, well, that's more rap and that's more. I don't know, R&B or whatever. So we don't really mix genres so much, and I feel like here you do that way more. So I really like that.
No, everything's just based on like other people's opinion as well, though. Like, I don't really know how to explain it. Like, you could do anything in the UK and put it out. Like, how do I explain it? Like, I don't make music like, for example, like D Block Europe. Like, D Block Europe are, if I, but no one calls D Block Europe singers. They're still UK rap, so it's massive. There's not really a definition of UK rap.
Okay, so let's talk about your debut album. You've been working a lot in the US lately. So how far are you with the album?
The album, when it comes to music, the album's done. The album's done. I'm just kind of like, it's just like the little annoying parts that I'm doing right now, like making it all flow together, certain skits in between songs that I need to get. I'm just at the point now where I'm just trying to make it sound like an all-round album instead of a list of songs. But yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait. It's gonna be sick. We've put a lot of lot of time into it, and I think everyone's gonna love it.
Is there a release date yet, or?
There's not a certain date, but it's gonna be around August.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And is Baby the first single from the album, or is that okay?
Yeah. Baby's on the album. That was the first single. That was just to give everyone a little warm up for what's to come. And yeah, and from now, like, most things you hear from me are going to be on the album, like, from now.
Okay. Are we getting a Jack Harlow feature on the album?
Jack Harlow's my guy. Yeah, man, he's there. He's we've got six songs. We've got
really? Where are they?
They're coming, don't worry. They're gonna be there soon, 100%.
Okay. And can you talk about any features that will be on the album? Maybe Stormzy, AJ Tracy, Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran's on the album.
Okay.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran's on the album. AJ's on the album.
Okay.
Who else do I want to say? I'm not going to say anymore.
And what can we expect from the album?
Just kind of like a new and improved H, and just maybe a bit more of a mature H, and just sick vibes. I feel like it's been like the music that I make has been missing a little bit, because I've not really been putting music out as much. I feel like yeah, it's missing. So I feel like when I drop the album, it's going to be like kind of like a breath of fresh air for everyone. Like, oh yes, thank you. Like, back. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Are you familiar with any rappers from Germany?
The girl, is it Shin?
Shirin David? Really?
Yeah.
I knew it because I saw her. She commented on one of your posts for Learning Curve. The plus size models. And she commented on that. And I thought, well, she never comments anywhere. She doesn't follow anyone. So I thought, well, what's going on there? That's suspicious. So
she's sick. She's absolutely sick.
Yeah.
Is it Shinra? What is it again?
Huh? Shireen Davis.
Shireen Davis. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. She's sick. She's absolutely sick. And I've heard a couple songs from her. I can't remember what the song's called. I'm literally on my phone now trying to find the song. It's so sick. It's about like, is it something like about girls rapping or something? I can't remember what it's called. But it's so sick. I love that song.
Yeah, I love her.
I can't even understand it. I don't know what she's saying, but it's just lit.
Yeah, she's the best, I think. And in Germany, you know, she gets a lot of hate from the rap scene because she's not rap, because she used to be a YouTuber before. And I feel like in the UK scene, that wouldn't happen. So.
Yeah. Of course.
Okay. So, we have to kind of come to an end. So what's on your bucket list for the next couple of years?
Hopefully number one album, of course. Sell out some arenas, sell out more tours, and just keep making music and just keep doing what I do, you know what I'm saying? And just stay happy. That's the main one. Stay happy.
Yeah.
And then
that's great. So
yeah.
There was a time where you would post motivational quotes on your Instagram stories, like almost daily. Do you have one for us, like right now off the top of your head?
This one's quite boring, but I don't know this one, but I would just say like, you have to work hard. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you can be like, I know people who are not famous or big rappers whatsoever, and they're some of the best rappers I've heard, but because they don't put the work in, they don't get anywhere. But this hasn't just got to do with rap. This is for anything.
Yeah.
But like hard work really does pay off. And I know that's quite of a general thing, but I don't know. I feel like when I'm saying it, I actually mean it. But yeah, you just got to work hard, man, and keep pushing. And if you fail once, you've got to go again. And people need to realise like how long life is. Like you've got so many chances to keep going, so you just got to keep going.
Okay. Anything you want to add? Anything I missed?
Oh no, I don't think so. Album, okay. Album, baby's out. Yeah, more videos. Yeah, man, everything's good. Okay.
Well, H, thank you so much for the interview. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Backspin.